Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs every day, where the photographs have been taken that day. And today, Thursday, October the 21st, we continue the series of rain we've been having. Today has been pretty overcast all day, pretty consistently drizzly, except when it was raining. 9 to 17 Celsius was the temperature range, 48 to 63 Fahrenheit. Pretty cool-ish day for the time of year. And I just went into town again today to record this rain event. For those that aren't familiar with the saga, I live in New South Wales on the eastern side of Australia, and pretty much the entire state, if not the entire state, is drought declared. The rainfall for the past couple of years has been below average, to the extent that the farmers, for example, have been given government subsidies to transport fodder to keep their animals alive. And in those places where they might grow crops, cotton or wheat, many of the farmers have, after sowing their crop, have just ploughed it back in again because nothing was going to happen. So a 5 days worth of rain so far is a pretty much a big event around here. We've now had 80 odd millimeters of rain, a bit over 3 inches. And I thought that was great until I heard that just 100 or so miles away, 160 kilometers, they'd had 250 millimeters of rain, about 8 inches in an hour. So the aim of today's photographs is really just to record what's been happening around here. And the first photograph is of a magpie sitting atop a power pole in the rain. It just looked a bit strange. Power, electricity, electrocution, and there's this bird sitting on what looks to be exposed wires at the top of the power pole. Obviously, it's quite safe as long as it doesn't ground itself. No colour in the sky, a grey day. Grey sky, grey everything. The second photograph is illustrating something I mentioned yesterday, which was that the creek, the Demerick Creek, which bisects Armidale east-west, normally flows under the various road crossings, maybe not as grand as bridges. But today it overflowed and the roads, many of the north-south roads, were closed. And as I got to the creek just after lunchtime, it had obviously been higher, been across the road. The road signs were still saying that the roads were closed. And we can see some debris just on the edge of the road where the water has pushed it. But at the moment I took the photograph, the water was maybe just a few inches below the road level. And then to try and illustrate the difference in water level due to runoff upstream, I've just published a couple of photographs that I've previously had on the photo blog. One is of the further upstream, where the creek effectively is weirded by some rocks. And the third photograph is me standing below the level of the rocks looking back up the creek. And the rocks are quite dry, the creek is effectively not flowing at that point. The fourth photograph is the comparison, the water racing over those same rocks. So the water level can be seen to be higher and the flow much, much greater. Another difference between the two is the fact that the reeds around the edge of the creek have transformed from brown to green. It's quite dramatic, the change in just a month between the reeds. The fifth and sixth photographs are the before and after comparison of another bridge that I took just yesterday. In yesterday's photograph, the creek level is maybe 3 feet, a meter below the road level, and today that same bridge, I pretty much managed to take the photograph from the same vantage point. The water level has increased by a couple of feet, about 600 mils. So the flow of water has dramatically increased just in a 24-hour period. It gradually built up. The runoff from the surrounding lands wasn't great, which is good. The water soaked in. But obviously there was enough runoff further upstream for it to take a day for the flood surge to reach town. So those are the photographs I've chosen to publish today. Nothing especially wonderful, but just to record this event, as minor as it will turn out to be in the big picture of things. But whilst it lasts over the next week or so, it'll be a talking point around town. I'm Gordon Smith, and you've been listening to and perhaps viewing Look and See, some events, incidents around Armidale, New South Wales. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and please do so again should you have a few minutes to spare. Bye for now.